I'd like you to turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12, if you will. Hebrews chapter 12. Start in verse 12 in a moment. Looking over this material, it's part of my discussion on Sunday evening. You'll remember in James, the third chapter, where we talked about the difference between selfish ambition and godly ambition. The little catchphrase that he used at the end, it's not enough simply to be right, but also to be good. I pointed out that a godly ambition, if we're following God's desire and God's will for us, is to not run people off, but to save souls. And this particular passage of Scripture teaches basically the same thing. First part of Hebrews chapter 12, we are told about God's chastening, how that God, because He loves us, just as a father who loves his child would chasten his child, that God chastens us. And His purpose is not to cause us pain, but rather that through such chastening, which you'll notice verse 11, does not seem to be joyful for the present, but painful, that it afterward yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained. So God's desire is to strengthen us and to train us so that we would receive such peaceable fruit of righteousness. So as an extension of that, he says in verse 12, therefore strengthen the hands which hang down in the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather healed. Now, again, the indication is God chastens us, but now there is a responsibility that you act. And this responsibility, as it is described, indicates that we have a responsibility to those who are weak, strengthening the hands which hang down in the feeble knees. Verse 14, pursue peace with all people in holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. Now in this indication, of course, he's talking to the Hebrew Christians about their responsibilities toward one another. The indication of this is that there are some who are weak. There are some who maybe have become bitter. There are some who may have become profane. Or are trending in that direction. And our purpose is to do everything we can to strive to care for them and to pursue peace with them and holiness so that they will not reach that point where they are like an Esau. We all, of course, are aware of Esau and the fact that he sold his birthright for a morsel. And we don't want to be guilty of the same. We don't want to be guilty of exchanging the gift of salvation that God has granted to us for something that the world has to offer. So we need to be mindful of one another and care for one another enough that we do what we can to ensure that that doesn't happen to any of us. We're not talking about being busybodies, and we're not talking about meddling or anything like that, but rather the expression of love toward one another, being right and good as we seek to bring others to Christ and those who are in Christ to maintain that relationship with Him. Now that's the motivation for our invitation this evening and any invitation that we offer. If one is not a child of God, we want you to be one. We love you. We're concerned about your soul. We're desirous of your salvation. And so we offer you first the fact that you are a sinner. We seek to convict you of your sin, not because we want to cause you pain, but rather so that you'll be aware of your need for the extension of God's grace, for the pardon that God will grant to you through His Son Jesus. You believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you who are in a lost state can enter a saved state by responding to the gospel of our Lord. Repent of your sins, confess Him as Lord, be baptized to have your sins washed away. As a child of God, if you are struggling in some way, if there is something that is amiss in your life, and it may not be anything that you've done wrong, but simply some discouragement or some weakness that is present because of the trials and tribulations of life, but if we can help you, we love you and care for you. We will seek to be discerning, but sometimes we can't know unless you let us know by revealing those needs to us. You can do so privately. You can do so publicly at this invitation. If we can help you and you want to let us know about that now, then the invitation is offered to you as well. Whatever your need may be, if you have that need, come now. While together we stand, while we sing.